97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Like some pool music, Carl.
Absolutely, it
you
is.
You think?
Yeah.
It could be. I don't know. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors, which means over the Memorial Day weekend, it's kind of officially the kickoff of pool season in most places. Unless you have your own pool, you're kind of waiting for the neighborhood pool to open up or the municipal pool, and this is the big weekend for that. Bo, you just go swimming in the lake when you're hot, right?
Well, you know what? I used to swim laps in my lake until my nipple got bit by a fish and I was done with that. So it's true. I used to swim laps with my dog, and he was a horrible swimmer because he was a boxer, but I had a life vest for him.
Yeah.
And he and I would just go back and forth and back and forth. And then one day, boom, I got hit. And I was like, okay, I got to do something different.
I told you not to put the piranhas in the lake.
Don't stock the lake with piranha.
Why did you do that? Yeah, I'm not a big lake fan, but I love getting to the pool every once in a while. That's a full-time job if you own one or if you happen to manage them. And right now we have Doug Schaefer on the line, and he is the president of Unique Pool Management. Doug, great to get you on here, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm good.
Absolutely. And husband, we should mention, of the one and only Denise Schaefer. So
that's right.
Thank you for giving us a little bit of time this morning. We love
sure
Denise around here.
This was a hard get.
we had a hard time getting this guy's phone number. Well, it's a hard get this time of year, probably because you're so darn busy, right?
That is correct. It's very, very busy around here.
Give us, not to jump in on you there, Bo. Sorry. Give us an idea, Doug, the scope of what you do at Unique Pool.
You know, being the president, I kind of do everything around here because we're a very growing business. You know, we started 6 years ago and, started out with just commercial management, and now we're doing a lot of residential. So I wear a lot of hats and help a lot of people just because we have a lot of new people that we've been hiring on and training. And as we grow, that's kind of what I do.
And Doug, do you also build pools as well or no?
No, we pretty much do everything but new construction. So
gotcha.
We'll get involved with some renovations. So if someone has an existing pool that's, you know, a little dilapidated, you know, maybe hasn't opened in years, we'll get involved with those kind of projects, but we won't do any kind of new construction.
Interesting. So I don't know about Bo. I've never owned a house with a pool because I'm smart and I have friends that have houses with pools.
That is a good idea.
So I'm just wondering, you know, if you're maybe you've got any advice for people just based on what you see at residential pools in terms of the new technology that's out there for keeping them clean. And
sure.
What is that? Is the trend salt water these days? Is that easier
it
to
is.
Take care
that's,
of?
I like salt water. It's what I push. It's very easy for the homeowner. Very kind of set it and forget it is what I say. You know, they're very nice. UV is very popular. I don't do as much with UV, but on new construction, they're pushing that a lot. Really, it's just about anything you can do to get away from the old tab chlorine.
Yeah.
You know, no one likes that feeling of getting out and, you know, your skin's dry and you kind of stink like chlorine. And, you know, everyone likes that salt feel, you know, and the ease of it, obviously, with technology, you know, managing the chemistry. It really is nice to have something like a saltwater pool.
And it's easy
to convert. I mean, that's the thing is one thing that people don't understand out there is, you know, they hear the word saltwater pool and they think it's something special about the pool itself. And it really doesn't have to do with that. It's about putting something on the equipment side and then adding salt to the pool. You know, so it's a little confusing for people that never heard it. They think it's more of like how the pool was built, but it really has to do with just adding equipment to your existing pool.
Yeah, is it expensive?
It can be, but to be quite honest, in the long run, if it's something you're going to have for, you know, 5 or 10 years, it's actually cheaper than a traditional tab chlorine pool. I think the break point that people talk about is maybe 4 to 6 years when you start to actually save money over tabs. But with the way tab prices are right now, that might even be sooner than later. I mean, tabs are getting more and more expensive every day, too.
Man, that's so true. That's so true, Doug, because I go to I have a hot tub, right? My thought tub, mm-hmm. I call it. But I went in to get chemicals, and they said, you know, the chemical prices are going up so much higher. And so is salt water compared to chlorine, is it a cheaper endeavor or no?
Yeah. And the reason it's cheaper, so salt itself is really cheap. I mean, you can buy salt at Home Depot for, you know, $7 or $8 a bag. So, you know, the initial adding of salt is not super expensive. And once you put salt in a pool, it's not going anywhere. And so in the process of generating chlorine, it's a cycle. So you break down the salt into sodium and chloride, and that's where your chlorine comes from, is the chloride. And when it reacts with bacteria and whatnot, it goes back with the sodium. So the salt never leaves. You're able to basically kind of generate free chlorine is kind of the way people describe it. Now, it costs you a little bit of power, but it doesn't cost you chemical. You know, once you have it in there, it'll stay in there. Now, if you lose water for, you know, various reasons, splash out and stuff like that, you'll have to add a little bit of salt, but very, very minor. You know, so that's why it's cheaper in the long run, because, again, you're not having to add chlorine every single day. It's you get it set up, and then you just add a little power, and it goes.
Well, you know, part of my background, Doug, I've done a little bit of everything, but as a parent, you end up getting involved in whatever sports your kids are involved in. And mm-hmm. I used to be the president of a local swim club. And I'll mm-hmm. never forget, because we had to use the school district pools, yep. The challenge was we had maintenance people who didn't quite understand the importance over a long holiday weekend when school was off about keeping up with the chlorine, and we'd come back after a long weekend, or the maintenance guy happened to be on vacation for a few days, and the pool yep. would be green, right?
Sure.
So what we finally convinced them to do was to go to the UV system, yep. and it cost a little bit of money to upgrade to it, but there were a whole lot of advantages, right? Because for people that have asthma or breathing problems, they're also not dealing with that layer of smell that you get off the top of a chlorine pool if you're in there swimming laps.
Yeah, I mean, the more consistent you can get with your chemical killing is also better. You know, yeah. That's always what plagues people when it comes to the older systems, is when it has a lot of hands-on application, then you might get high chlorine levels one day and zero chlorine levels the next, and that's never good. You really want to get a consistent system, whether it's on a commercial pool or a residential. And that's, you know, on residential, something like a salt system. On a commercial pool, we use more of like liquid chlorine, but we use pumps that, like a peristaltic pump, that'll pump in the same chlorine every day, whether someone touches it or not.
Yeah.
And so you get consistency, and consistency is very important when it comes to chemistry on a swimming pool.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that comes to mind is, you know, swimming as a kid, which, you know, this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is the greatest weekend ever because the yeah. pool's opening up. But let's talk about opening your eyes underwater. As a kid, I can uh-huh. do it. As an adult, I can't. Is there uh-huh. a different effect on your eyes in the salt compared to the chlorine?
Well, so, you know, the red eye thing is something that always gets people when it comes to pools. You know, you hear someone swimming in a pool and they go, man, my eyes are burning and the chlorine's getting me. And what people don't realize is actually what mostly causes bad irritation to your eyes is the pH. And so an ideal pH in a swimming pool is like 7.5. And the reason that's ideal for a swimming pool, it's not because that's the best pH to kill bacteria. It's actually the chlorine's more effective at a lower pH. But it's because your eye, that's the pH of your eyeball, or right really close to it.
Oh, wow.
So when the pH is off, then typically what we find is probably the chlorine's off too. So it's not that, you know, you probably smell it. They probably have high chlorine. Then their pH is all wacky. But the reason your eyes are burning is because the pH is off, and it's probably really low. And you basically, you're swimming in a little bit of acidic water, and it's just irritating your eye. But everyone always associates it with chlorine, but it's really probably more of a pH issue.
And it doesn't mean that somebody peed in the pool, right?
No, typically no.
You have to ask, right?
It's not that they didn't pee in the pool. It just means that's not what's causing that problem.
Oh, my funny. God. We're talking with Doug Schaefer, who's the president of Unique Pool Management, because this is it. I mean, this is the big weekend, the big grand opening for neighborhood pools and a lot of municipal pools and stuff like that, which means you've probably been working some 12 and 14-hour days, right, Doug?
It is, and then on Saturday we start the countdown. You know, there's 101 days in the summer, and so you know, we have our countdown to Saturday, and then once Saturday hits, we start counting the other way until we get to September. So for us, it's 101 days of the summer that we try to keep these things open and clear and blue for everyone to have a good, enjoyable summer.
You know, Doug, I got to tell you, I've known Mark here for a couple of years now, and he said, "Oh, it's great to have somebody to you know, that owns a pool that you can just go enjoy it." People think about the same way about boat owners, having
true.
A friend with a
that's
boat
right. yeah.
or a
yeah.
camper. but some of my favorite memories are in a you know, going to my dad's and in his apartment complex. I remember because that my parents split when I was seven. We'd go, and for two solid weeks, we'd spend all of our time in the pool. I do want to ask you about unique pool management. So you said you do commercial, the big Olympic-sized pools, but are you doing residential, like somebody can hire you to make sure their chemicals are right?
Yeah, we do both. So we have about 300 lifeguards that work for us, you know, at 40 or so commercial, like, you know, homeowners associations or golf clubs, things like that. And then we also have a residential side. So, you know, if someone doesn't want to take care of their pool, they can hire us to come out and once a week, clean it, check chemistry, do those kind of things. And we kind of do everything in between. You know, some homeowners just want us to open it and then they manage it themselves. Or, you know, some people want a total hands-off experience. We offer anything in between, you know, so we'll do whatever it takes to get someone swimming in their pool. So.
Like lifeguards?
Yeah, that's the one thing we don't do. There is a company out there that'll do backyard lifeguards. That's actually a pretty popular thing.
Wow.
For parties.
So if people have parties and they want to, you know, be able to enjoy their party themselves, but know that the people that are there at their house are going to be safe. There are companies out there that will hire backyard lifeguards, essentially.
My guess is this is probably maybe last summer beat it, but it's got to be one of the most challenging markets in a long time to keep employees and to find them in the first place. And I only mention that because, you know, I'm not in charge of my neighborhood pool or unique pool would be managing it. But with the company that is, we've already been told so far they've only found one lifeguard to work at our neighborhood pool. And because of that, they're having to limit hours on when our pool can be open. Now, how do you deal with that when you need 300 people?
It's tough. You know, I mean, we start hiring people back in November. Obviously, we start with our staff from the previous year and try to bring them back. And we have a big referral program between our old staff to try to find new people. And we're just constantly advertising and trying to find new people. We offer our own certification. So we might, depending on the area, we might give someone a free Red Cross certification to come work for us.
Oh, yeah.
We have all kind of different incentives to try to get people. And it's a battle for us from now until the end of the season. You know, it's we'll never have enough lifeguards. And so we're always on the hunt. It's a great summer job. I mean, for someone who's 15, 16, 17, or even someone who's going through college, it's a great job because, you have the summertime, you have your job, but then you know when school starts back up, you don't have to worry about quitting because we're pretty much done. You know, so you can go back to school and do your thing. So, And it's a good fun job, you know. I mean, people get to work with their friends. They're out in the sun. They're at the pool. What could be more fun than that?
Well, I've got to believe that in the pandemic era, so many people were appreciating their backyards if they had one, and a lot of pools have been installed or even above ground pools. And I'll be honest with you, I live in the woods, so we bought you know, like the $129 13-foot wide pool. You plug into the wall, not a big deal. But it's just a way to Mark. This is not rich people problems.
No. I'm just envisioning you out there in the, you know, in your skivvies, hopping in the pool out in the woods.
Well, it's really for my wife, but no, I just wanted to say that, you know, a pool is a great respite. It's a great place to go to just to chill out, whether you're out there in your skivvies, like Mark just described. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
So my point is it's a good business to be in for you right now.
Yeah. I mean, the pandemic definitely, it didn't hurt the pool industry because, you know, with no one being able to take vacations and leave, a lot of people really put money in their backyards and, you know, had their staycations, as they call them. So, the pool industry has been growing in the last couple of years because of that.
Well, Doug, you I don't know if you need more business or if you got your hands full, but give people a way to get a hold of you down at Unique Pool Management in case they're in need of help with their pools.
Yeah, I mean, the best way is to go to our website, and it's just poolmanagement.com. And or if you just search us on Google, you'll find us. And there's a ton of information on there too, stuff about saltwater. So if someone has, you know, curious about what it takes to, you know, convert to a saltwater pool or how it works, that information's on there. Or if someone wants to apply to work for us, if they have a 15 or 16 year old that wants to work, we run pools all over St. Louis County, St. Charles County. We pretty much have pools everywhere. So they can do everything through our website. That's the best way to get a hold of us.
Makes it easy. Hey, Doug Schaefer with Unique Pool Management. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Give our best to Denise. Right. Absolutely. Oh, we'll do. Yeah. All right. Great getting Doug on here. Bo, what do you think, man? You ready to go swimming?
Almost. I haven't gotten set up yet. And I'm not really going to be swimming. I'm going to be just floating. Probably.
Oh, you just he's a floater.
Full disclosure. This segment of Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors brought to you by Razorback Armory, your gun concierge. They're right there in De Pere. Stop in for a knowledge base you will not find at any gun store besides Razorback Armory. Start your journey. Get directions. You can even make an appointment to go have their undivided attention at RazorbackArmory.com.
Well, you know, one thing you're not going to find in Bo's lake in his backyard is a record size fish. We're going to talk to a guy next who caught a huge fish. He's from the Metro East. We're going to get him on next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.